Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis. Our community partners for this episode is Kimberly Williams Counseling LLC and 1125 Cincy Co. Follow them on all social media platforms. And hey, do us a favor. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis podcast on all your podcast platforms. We want to make sure we're growing you and we want to see our audience grow. So make sure you follow us on all podcast platforms. Listen, welcome to episode. Did I say episode 6 in the last one? Oh my gosh, I didn't say episode 6, right? Welcome to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis. Oh my gosh. Y'all, she made me press record. So if this come off kind of crazy, it ain't my fault. This some real raw conversation.
It ain't my fault.
Okay, listen. So we don't even have no topic. This is so random. Like, y'all know we talk about this real raw conversation. So she made me stop my sentence and was like, can we press record? Listen, so I know my husband or somebody on the way, okay? Because I got S's coming out the wazoo and I told them, I was like, man, I was just thinking about you. And mind you, these are not people that I have great. The breakup was great, right? And like, they've just been coming up in my dreams. And this particular instance that I'm talking to that messages me says, hey, that's so crazy. I had a dream about you. You had a dream about me. Ain't this ironic? And I say, listen, that's how the Holy Spirit works. This Negro says, see, you being super spiritual today. I mean, who else I'm supposed to say? I'm just trying to figure out who else I'm supposed to say. Like, who else is it? Like, y'all, I'm not trying to be super serious, but for this particular person to be in my dream, and I knew they were going to contact me. They don't have my telephone number, so I knew they were going to message me or say something to me, figure out a way to contact me because they were just in my dream. Like, they were just in my dream so heavily. And I remember the part that they played in the dream. And because they played a part in the dream and I remember it, I'm like, if it's a dream I remember, I know there's something else that comes from it. It's but if I don't remember the dream, what you say?
It's some significance.
Right. It's some yeah. Mm-hmm. What you just mm-hmm. said. Some
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, oh, something about to happen with this particular person. And I knew it wasn't anything bad, but I'm like, he just in my dream too much. And I remember the dream. So when he reached out, I was like, mm-hmm. I knew it. I'm like, okay, God, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? Like, daddy, what you gonna do, because you know I like this person. And I lit, which is so crazy, Sunday Pastor Emery, shout out to C2 Nations. Wait, first of all, can I say happy belated Founders Day to my sisters of Stephen Gary Russell Royalty Incorporated. Don't roll your eyes, okay? Today is actually my chapter's charter anniversary because it's Sunday. Yes, I'm so excited. Road to 100. Okay, sidetrack. Okay, I just want to let y'all know I can be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost, purified by test, and still be in sorority, and still love my sisters, and still be able to minister the word of God, because my ultimate goal in being in my sorority was to win souls and make disciples, and I've done just that. Anyway, need to see it there. Shameless plug. Fish your face. Okay, so y'all, I told y'all this is random. We tape late at night. We give y'all that.
This one.
This one. Okay. So I knew it, and the crazy thing is went to homecoming, saw this dude that looked just, I'm like, man, you could be his son. Like, saw the dude, and I was like, man, you could be his son. Crazy. Act like him and everything, his mannerism. So I knew he was coming. Anyway, but what I was saying is, shout out to Pastor Emery, C2 Nation, because he's in this thing called Dear Future Me. And in the past sermon, like two Sundays ago, he talked about don't trip. He just said don't trip. And he was just talking about how so many times we trip about stuff that should have killed us. How we trip about, y'all, manipulation and molestations and homelessness and losing jobs and being broke. And he was like, we don't even give thanks to the fact that we broke. If we broke, that means we paid for everything we needed to pay for. We may not have access, but at least we paid for everything. Like, he was just talking about that. But towards the end, he started praying for certain things. And so he talked about verbal and emotional abuse, right? And so this particular ex, I'm a therapist and did not know that I was getting emotional and verbally abused by this particular person. Like, to the point of manipulation, I missed out on so many memories. I was questioning my relationship with God, my ability to go to church, my love for church at the time. I was questioning all of this with him because he was making me question with his thoughts. Like, you really got to go to church all this time? Like, why you can't stay here with me? Like, it was just so crazy, right? And so for me to have, so when Pastor Emery was calling out these things, especially that, he's like, don't be shameful. Like, it's time to forgive. You can't trip. That should have killed you. And me getting out of the relationship with him should have killed me, y'all. Like, the mentality of it all. And I was just like, man, God. He was like, you sitting up here acting like it was nothing. It was insignificant. But it would have killed the normal person. And I was just like, man. How many times have I talked about or talked with so many family members of abused women who did get killed or killed themselves because they couldn't handle that? Because they couldn't find the space to trust God anymore because of that abuse, that molestation, that rape, whatever negative connotation, the homelessness, the divorce. Like, he was like, that divorce should have killed you. It should have killed me. And so I was just sitting there like with my head like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, that's just normal. And he was like, you have forgotten to thank God for not allowing that thing to kill you or those people to kill you. And I say that to say that this is a so random conversation is when he contacted me, I literally realized how much I had forgiven him.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Because of that Sunday of me saying, I'm thankful that he didn't kill me. That didn't kill me. Our relationship didn't kill me. And so when I said, hey, it must be the Holy Spirit, because if you dreamed about me and I dreamed about you, there must be the Holy Spirit. And so last time we had conversation, he was like, oh yeah, I done got ordained and all this stuff. So that's why I said it, right? Like, if you really about this life and you keep thinking, you keep talking about you like Peter and Peter, your boy. And so, yeah, I was just like, man, it could have killed me. That whole situation could have killed me. But because of that moment on that Sunday, because of that moment Sunday, it didn't kill me. It reminded me, one, you healed. Two, God has given you so much grace and so much renewal, and you have truly forgiven this person. Like, usually when he reach out, I'd be like, oh, what he want? All kinds of negative words. I done lost all my Jesus. I done cussed him out of my head. But when he reached out this time, I was like, man, what do you want? Like, I knew you were coming.
I knew you was coming.
And so I think a lot of times we don't realize like the things that we take for granted that should have killed us. We still complain about it, but we should be so thankful for it because we ain't dead, which means God still had an assignment for us. And because he still has that assignment, it's so much bigger than us.
Shy, what is the emotion? Is that gratefulness or healing?
I think it's both. I think it's grateful that I'm healed. Right? Like a sense of thanksgiving, like, God, I never thought this day would arrive, but it's here.
My God.
It's so here. Like, I never thought the day would arrive that I could even look at my ex-husband and be like, man, I'm praying for you. Like, and it would be, it is not. It is not out of a pettiness, right? Like, man, it wasn't even a tone of, it was like, man, I see your brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
I see your desire to want something better, but you can't even pursue the better because you're still broken. Like, I get it now. Like, oh my gosh.
But you God. Basically, what it sound like is basically God is giving you a heart of empathy through your healing for this person. And now, instead of in exchange for your brokenness, God has given you a heart of empathy. And now you can pray for this person without, I would say you can actually intercede now.
But I would been intercede. Like, I literally have cried out, been intercede for him and his wife, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to my ex-husband. Like, I was like, why am I crying? I don't feel like I would stop in the middle of prayer, like, God, I don't even like this dick girl. Like, why am I sitting here like so crying, tissue snobbing, not snotty? Like, why am I crying? But I think it's because even in the midst of my frustration, my anger, my disappointment, my rejection, right? Like you talked about rejection like two episodes ago, even in the midst of that, it didn't stop my gift.
Folk don't even understand it. Like the gift don't cut out.
It didn't stop my worship. Like, we want to be like, oh, I've been rejected. And some people be like, I can't worship. How? Because your rejection does not dictate the gratitude or grace that God has placed on your life, right? Yes, you've been rejected, but that's man's rejecting. Daddy never rejected you.
That's good.
And so I think a lot of times we struggle with gratitude, Thanksgiving, right? We struggle with Philippians 4, 6 through 9, where it says, like, we be like, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is verse 13. But we forget about 6 through 9 because it says, through prayer and thanksgiving, give thanks in all things.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the car set on fire, God, I thank you that I'm still alive, even though my car's on fire. And it may come off as being sarcastic at first, but the more you get into the mindset and behavior of thanksgiving, not gratitude. So gratitude and thanksgiving are two different things, right? Gratefulness comes with the receiving of a gift. Thanksgiving comes even if you never get it. Gratitude comes with the receiving of something. I receive a blessing, I'm grateful. God, you spared my life, I'm grateful, right? Thanksgiving comes just because he's God. And so many times we have articulated gratitude, but we struggle with thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
And I think that's why David says, come into his gates, not with gratitude, but with thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Into his courts with praise.
So I think that's the thing, like, we struggle with thanksgiving because we don't, what are we being thankful for? We ain't got nothing. He ain't gave us nothing. Ain't nothing happened on our behalf.
Nothing that we wanted to happen.
Correct. So that's why, like, my bank account on negative. God, I just thank you that I can say I can have my bank. I have a bank account with my name on it.
Because there was a time that is my personal testimony.
I couldn't even put my name on a bank account, right?
Oh, okay.
But even though this account in the negative, I thank you that I can even go to a bank and say a bank has my name in their database.
Yes, Lord.
Even though my credit shot, God, I think that I can even say I had credit. Like,
it's the little thing.
And that's why he was like, don't trip. You're tripping off of things that other people don't have. God, I'm thankful that I can even have a podcast and say your name freely and nobody's banging down my door because I said I'm a believer and I said Jesus, I said Lord, I said Christ, I said Holy Spirit, I said Abba, I say big God, I say daddy, I say father. Nobody's banging at my door because I'm saying these things. Nobody's censoring us because we have a podcast called Jesus Plus Therapy.
Yes, Lord.
We have lost our sense of Thanksgiving, right? And even the world does. What are Thanksgiving decorations? We already got Christmas stuff.
I said that to the kids the other day. We went into this department store and I said, where's the Thanksgiving stuff? They just skipped straight over Thanksgiving, went straight to Christmas.
Right. Now, they commercialized Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
They commercialized Christmas, but the holiday that doesn't come with anything that they can capitalize on is the holiday we should be really be focusing on.
Absolutely. And I think this is a great topic since Thanksgiving is coming up here soon.
Right.
I just, you know, I've had those moments, especially here lately. I say probably since September when I just have moments where I just thank God. I'm thankful to him for his grace, for his mercy, because even in what, since September, God has literally blown my mind with the things that he's done. Literally what, over the summer, I just was in my attempts of moving in faith, just listening to the Holy Spirit and just acting on faith, came up, he gave me this hashtag. And the hashtag has grown into a podcast. And who knew that by that small act of obedience, that something as big as this would come through it. And so just, you know, just the little things that God has done that I've seen fruit from. I've just been in a continual habit of saying, God, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you because I know that it was nobody but you who could have done it, who could have orchestrated it the way that you did. Thinking about how we've been in a pandemic for what, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And God has literally taken care of myself and my children and my family and those connected to me, and we've prospered in a pandemic, you know? And so just taking those moments to be intentional with your Thanksgiving, I think is so very vital to your journey. It definitely frees you up for God to give you more or trust you with more. So yeah, man, I'm humbled, and I was worshiping in the car this morning. I know the people on the side of me was looking crazy, but I just, no matter what I've gone through, or what I find myself going through, I'm still grateful because it could be another way. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Your pastor is right. Don't trip because it could be totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah, most definitely. It could definitely be totally different. And I think we miss those moments of awareness of Thanksgiving. Like, God be like, you ain't gonna thank me? Y'all ever gave somebody something and you be waiting for them to say thank you?
Sure.
But a part of them be like, that's what you supposed to, but they had this attitude like, oh, that's what you supposed to do? That's how we do God. Like, oh, I'm a believer. I'm a daughter of the King. Like, I ain't got to tell you thank you. For what? You bigger than anything. What you need my thank you for? But he does. It's like being a parent, and y'all are not a parent. But if I gave my God kid something, and I know I struggle to get him that, and them Negroes don't say thank you, please know everybody get a butt whooping. Everybody go get a gratitude of butt whoopings, okay? You gonna learn how to say thank you.
You gonna learn today.
Simple things, right? You gonna learn today. The simple things creates a gratitude of thank you, right? And just being in that place of having that behavior and that mindset of thankfulness is definitely something we have to continue. And it's practice. Like, being thankful is a practice. Gratitude, it doesn't take as much effort as Thanksgiving does. It doesn't, because you have something to be grateful for. If he gives you breath, if he heals your family, if he gives you money in your bank account, if something happens that you've been praying for, you immediately become grateful, right? It's like somebody holding the door for you. You become grateful for that moment because you was already struggling getting in or out of the door, right?
Yep.
And so those are gratitude moments. But Thanksgiving says, even if you don't, I still give you thanks.
Listen, you know, I used to struggle with it because I had people in my life where I would overextend myself for them. Like, I would go over and beyond, always available, always, you know, in a sense, at their beck and call. And I would accommodate my schedule and my day to suit them. And when I finished doing whatever it is they needed me to do, I was waiting for a thank you that I never got.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it made me feel some type of way. Because, you know, sometimes you be wanting to get these entitled folks together. Like, I don't care how much you got or whatever, where you come from. At least you, I know you.
Ooh, shatai. Bye-bye.
Bring that thing back.
Right. I felt you going somewhere.
Because I was finna run on clean through the red light. Anyway, but you tell yourself sometimes, like, I know these folks' parents taught them how to say thank you.
Right.
Like, when did you get so far from just saying two words? Thank you. Thank you for accommodating me. Thank you for moving your schedule for me. And God had to humble me and say, Cynthia, who are you working for? Who are you doing it for?
That's good.
Are you doing it for them or are you doing it for me?
That's good.
And it was that scripture, I think, where it says, I think it's in maybe Corinthians, it's a C chapter, where it says, work as though you're working for the Lord. And he brought that to my remembrance. And so I've learned now to not look for a thank you, but to know that, like I tell my friend all the time, my crown gonna be big, honey, because I serve God's people relentlessly without looking for a thank you. And if I get it, we'll praise God. But if I don't, you know, I'm not going to treat you another kind of way just because you don't say it.
So I want to say this because, like, this literally just dropped in my spirit. But what if I've been serving and I feel like I'm being used and manipulated?
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Can you go deep in that? Because that's good. I struggled with that for a while, honey.
So I say that because a lot of times, a lot of us are serving for God, right? And we are doing our best. Like, we are doing, like, the work of God. Like, we really about that life. And we do have the mentality, like, oh, no, I'm not doing this for anybody but the Lord. And that's cool, right? Like, God knows that God, and we use that saying a lot, like, God knows our heart, and he really does know our heart.
He do.
Mm-hmm. And he knows that we are in a position of doing exactly what he's called us to do. But I think a lot of times we don't realize that we have to have wisdom on doing the things that we do for God as well, right? Like, yes, if we're working for people, people will take that statement you just made and manipulate it to work in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, so you doing this for God? Well, you know, if you do this X, Y, and Z, then you know you're doing it for God. You ain't doing it for me. I ain't asking you to do it for me. I'm asking for doing it for the Lord, right? And so now you find yourself in a place of burnout, and now you don't want to go to church no more.
Mm.
Now you tired of church, you tired of church people, because you've allowed yourself to be manipulated by a statement that you were sincerely about. You were sincere about. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times we have to still have discernment, because we still live in a world that's wicked.
Yes, indeed.
And we still live in a world that can manipulate if wanted to. Even the nicest and greatest of pastors, right, can manipulate you unintentionally because of your heart to serve.
Yep.
Unintentionally. Their intent is not to do it. Some, it may be their intent, but for some others, it may not be their intent to manipulate you into a place of serving, because you have a heart of a servant.
So how do you remain thankful? How do you keep a heart of thankfulness? What are some things that you do to make sure that you remain thankful?
Ooh, I'm still in the process. One thing that I do to remain in a position of thankfulness is I am reminded of the fact, and honestly, again, I'm giving a shout out to Pastor Emery. I'm reminded of the fact that I can't trip.
Mm.
Like, girl, let's look at some stories of some people who was in the same position as you and are now no longer here.
Yeah.
I can't trip about it. I had to be thankful for the fact that God gave me the skin and people to be around to keep me and to keep me sane. So I can't get into a place of tripping, especially about something I can't control. Oh, something I can't control. So I can't trip on it. So that's thing number one. She done gave me some shout music. I guess I was too early. The things that happen when you tape late.
Listen.
Step number two is I can't be in a position, or tip number two, whatever you want to call it. I can't be in a position that I'm comparing myself to somebody else.
Ooh.
So I can't get caught up in comparison.
That's good. That's a good one.
I can't. So I can't be like, well, you know, the way they give thanks is the way they give thanks, because your journey and their journey ain't the same journey.
Two different journeys, sis. Bro.
Bruh. So I can't get caught up in comparison. Three, I can't never not forget. that's a lot. I got to always remember.
I was just gonna say that was mine. You took mine. mine is I always revert back to my memory. Because sometimes we forget where we came from. And all you need is a memory.
All you need.
And the Lord, me and I say this all the time, but I got history with God. And all I got to do is go into my Rolodex of memories and just pick one of where I thought I wasn't going to make it out. And he brought me out. And so the best way that I know to keep a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of thankfulness, is to remember where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we get money, we get accolades, we get titles, we get credentials, we get all of these tangible things that pass away and can't go with us. And we forget them humble, forget those humble beginnings. And child, I thank God for how far I've come, but honey, one bad decision and I could be right back there.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, I keep my memory and it keeps me humble and it keeps me thankful and it gives me a different kind of worship, a different kind of appreciation, because child, I remember where I came from.
Mm-hmm. I think we had three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Three. We had four. Went in number three.
Yep.
Okay.
Going into number four.
Okay. Number four. Number four is allow yourself to be surrounded by people who know how to be thankful. Because here's the thing, even if you don't have the vocabulary, they may.
Yeah, that's good.
So sometimes you gotta check your vocabulary. You need that accountability. Like, wait, time out. Instead of you being thankful. Like, no, like, I need you to be thankful. I know it ain't what you wanted. I know it didn't play out the way you wanted to, but still be thankful that it could have went another way, right? Like, we hear that all the time in songs. It could have went another way. We hear that in the sermons. It could have went another way. And so surround yourself with people who gonna check your language.
Who ain't scared of you. A lot of us got yes men in our lives that won't. That won't check us, that won't correct us, that won't hold us accountable to our selfish ways. But not me, I'm not different, because I will check you, boo.
Let the people.
Oh, I'm sorry, gotta come back.
But she don't want you to check you out. Don't let
her. I sure don't, but I will check you.
Don't let her fool you. She don't want to be checked. Listen, we ain't talking about me.
Especially if it's concerned to me. Oh. Call me checkers, because I be serving.
Checkmate, because you done. Call you checkmate, because you done.
Period. But, yeah.
Surround yourself.
Keep them people in your corner that'll get you told. Cause you be needing it probably.
And when we say get you told, we don't need nobody who gonna cuss you out and make you belittle you and devalue you. We need somebody who's going to edify and prune you and cut you in the right places to grow you bigger, to grow you better. You don't want anybody who's gonna devalue you or criticize you or tear you down. You need people who are going to groom you, prune you, speak to you, your spirit man, and not your flesh, right?
Right. Iron sharpens iron.
And listen, iron catch on fire. When two things of iron are sharpening each other, there's a spark of fire that can start. So they sharpen you, but you don't feel no fire, no spark. Keep on moving. You gotta move it on now. Move it on. Yeah, listen. And number five, to have a heart of thanksgiving, you have to have an intimate relationship with God. Like knowing him just as God and not in a much intimate way, you will never be able to say thank you to somebody you don't know intimately. There's no, it will be a struggle for you to be grateful. It'll be a struggle for you to say thank you if there's not a connection there, right? Even with a perfect stranger who holds the door, there's a connection because you see their humanity. So you have to be in a place that there's a connection. If it ain't no connection, guess what? You can't be thankful.
Well, I'll be doggone.
So, then my five tips, what you got?
Shit, I ain't got no five tips. I just got one.
What's that?
One.
What is that?
To remember.
Oh.
Because, I mean, am I thinking, I got two.
Okay.
Let's just see. So the number one would be to remember where you came from, because you weren't always on, you wasn't always high. You've had long moments. And so if you remember the valley while on the mountaintop, it'll keep you humble. So that's number one. Number two is definitely cultivating your relationship with God. And the Holy Spirit is a helper, honey. He will help to keep you thankful and humble. I can't tell you how many times I've been in prayer and the Lord was like, oh, you remember this? And you remember that? And I find myself, you know, repenting for those things. And so definitely having a relationship with God, having a prayer life, cultivating a prayer life, definitely activating the Holy Spirit, it definitely helps to keep you humble and thankful. Yeah.
Activation of the Holy Spirit. Can we talk about that for a minute? Because a lot of people are scared of that part of God.
They show Leah's child, and it is because, the best friend I ever had in my
life. But I think it's because we think, going back to those measurements, the comparison, right? You ain't got the Holy Spirit if you can't speak in tongues, right?
And what they say.
That's what they say, but that's a bonus. That's not the fulfillment, right? Like, that's the evidence, right? Like, but that doesn't mean that if you can't or if you don't desire to, that you ain't got him. Long as you got King Jesus, long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Look, that's what Bick and Wine said, okay? That's what she said. She said, long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else.
You really don't, but
hey. So,
okay.
So I think we need to really emphasize how the Holy Spirit keeps us in a place, like when we can't even recall the memory, he does it for us. Just like he intercedes for us when we don't have the words through moans and groans. He definitely can help us with our memory too. So,
yes, Lord.
Just an FYI.
Let's see. And the last one would be to kind of piggybacking off what you said. Have those people in your life that you trust to, in a sense, check you. Be that check and balance for you, be that accountability for you, to be able to that you trust who can call you out when you're being ungrateful or exhibiting entitlement traits. Because honestly, that ain't cute. It's not cute. It's not attractive. One of my biggest turnoffs is for a man to be ungrateful. That is a big turnoff for me. Like, I will block you, delete you. First, I'm going to call you out. Then I'm going to block you. Then I'm going to delete you. Yeah. So, that's a pet peeve of mine. But I guess because I've been low. And so I know what it feels like. And I'm, you know, I would be the first to reach out a helping hand to help anybody because I know what it feels like to be low. And so I guess once you become accustomed to being high or, you know, being praised in that kind of way, then sometimes you just forget. But I tell God all the time in my prayers, don't never let me forget what it feel like to be low. Never. Even if you take me high, don't let me forget the days of being low.
My God. Okay.
I'm going to come on up out of there.
My Amen. God. Yes.
Amen. Pray God.
I pray God. God pray. God pray. You said something, and I want to emphasize humility does not look like lowness.
Mm-mm.
Right? Humility looks like reverence.
Yes. That's good.
We've made humility look low when humility is reverence. It's awareness. It's focus. It's the ability to strip oneself of self just to put on something bigger and greater than them. So just something.
Humility is not being a doormat.
It is. Hello. I don't have to be I ain't got to be manipulated, twisted, turned up, washed in and out, used and abused.
To be humble.
To be humble.
Because I will humbly get you together.
All the way.
Humbly.
And then pray for you after I finish.
Okay. And say respectfully, because you know that's what the church is saying these days. Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Yes, respectfully. Child, I just want the people to be thankful.
Yes, as you go out during this Thanksgiving season, don't skip Thanksgiving because you want to put up the Christmas tree. Okay. Make sure you become thankful. Even if it's just you, have a thank you attack. Write down some things. Yes. Create a thankful list of things that you are totally thankful for and that you desire to be thankful for in and out of season. Right? So we just urge y'all, don't just wait till you get at the table and give thanks for the food that you're about to receive for the nursing of your body. In Christ's name's sake, you be prayed. Man, huh? Don't wait till you get to that part of your life. Make sure that you are being thankful and not just grateful. Mm. Thankful and grateful as we go, we prepare for this Thanksgiving season. So we appreciate all our listeners. We didn't even introduce ourselves tonight. Tonight. It is night for us, but today, this evening, this afternoon, this morning, however you listening to this good podcast. Again, we do this late at night. So, listen, we didn't even introduce ourselves. Y'all want to know about us? Follow us on our Facebook page at Jesus Plus Therapy Sis Podcast on Facebook.
Yes.
Watch out for us on No More Martin's website. And yeah, we out this piece.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.